back here on the PM Sports page as we are announcing our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. It is Zach Lonberg of the Washington Demon baseball team as he joins me here inside the locker rooms at Dick Sacco Memorial Field. Lonberg's week included hitting 714 at the plate, sending his first career varsity home run over the fence in a 17-6 victory over Fort Madison. He also earned a pitching victory last Tuesday versus Minneapolis. He went all seven innings, allowing four runs, two of them earned on six hits, walking no one and striking out one. And Zach joins us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Zach, first off, congratulations on the honor and a better season here in 2016. 13 wins, 9 losses, two-thirds the way through the season. Your thoughts on the performance thus far?
We're doing a lot better this year than we were last year, at least hitting the ball-wise. We are literally like just hitting like lasers is what our coach calls it, or shark attack, whatever. But we're all just like hitting the ball really well. We don't have as much errors as we did last year. And pitching performances, we all are actually doing pretty well. Like, we all got speed and accuracy.
We'll talk about last year here in one moment, but I found out earlier this week, Zach, that you lead the conference in two categories, most innings pitched and runs batted in, kind of contrasting statistics. So which one of those are you more impressed with that you lead in?
Probably the RBIs, because I don't know, like, I like pitching, but I like hitting the ball too, and just knowing that I have so many RBIs, like, that just helped like us win the game. So like, I'm putting like runs on the board for my hits, so I just feel accomplished by that, I guess.
You talk about the hits being more lasers or shark attacks, whatever Coach Miller likes to call them. Last year, you guys took some lumps, 6-20 overall. You know, what things did you take out of last season's struggles and improved you guys' selves in the off season?
I don't know. We get really like down on ourselves. Like, if we are losing, then we'll like put our heads down and we don't fight back. So we've been trying to work on like staying positive and keeping our heads up and coming back from games. But I mean, we still struggle with that, but I think we're doing a lot better than last year.
One of my favorite moments of yours from this season happened to be your birthday performance up in Cedar Rapids. Got the chance to call that game and didn't know during the call that it was your birthday. I can only imagine, you know, how cool it is to pitch at Colonel Stadium. Looking back on that, your favorite part of that day?
Probably that I pitched the whole game and only gave up one unearned run. Like, I started off not doing so good, but as I like went forward, I started doing way better. And I was doing pretty well that game, I think. And then hitting-wise, I did pretty good, too.
Very much so. He was our player of the game that day, and he's our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week. Zach Lonberg Jr. on the Washington Demon baseball team joins us now. And Zach, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, talks a lot about their core values. Some of them: quality, respect, dependability. One of mine is accountability. If you're not accountable for your actions, you can't get anywhere in life. Curious, what are your core values, and who are some of the people that instilled those in you?
Probably, like, I don't know, probably my parents. They've helped me a lot throughout, like, my life.
As far as Coach Miller, you know, what are some of the things that he has helped you with in furthering your baseball career?
Well, he helped me, because I didn't really want to lift that much, but he helped me, he called me and, texted me, make sure you get in the weight room. So he, held me accountable for going to the weight room all the time and, going to the practices in the off season and stuff, and just like keeping me so I'm there and working hard.
One of the biggest sports memories in your lifetime, I'm sure, was back in 2011 when you captured the Cal Ripken 12 and under state championship, actually wearing a shirt from that tournament. It's been nearly 5 years. What do you remember about that season and your thoughts on playing with a lot of the same guys now here in varsity?
Well, I don't know, we've all been together for that long, so as we keep going forward, we keep getting better. Like, we all work together really well, and tournament days with us, probably the funnest baseball is of our lives, because we always had fun. We were winning games. We were going to Minnesota. That was a great experience, the regional tournament. We didn't do that good there, but we still at least made it there. And I remember the state tournament to go there was fun, because we barely beat the championship game, and then we just came back and won. And it was a pretty fun experience.
Getting back to this year's team, Coach Miller has talked a lot this season about the quality at bat system, and it's broken down into 9 ways that you can record a good at bat. You know, how has that changed your approach at the plate?
Pretty well. I know, like, the first pitch, like, you want it to be, like, right down the middle, first pitch fastball, and that's usually, like, that's, like, always the best pitch, basically, so. But, like, it's helped us a lot because, like, people will be, like, swinging at bad pitches if it's, like a 1-1 count or something, like, where you could still, like, wait for it down the middle or something. But, like, we were just more thinking at the plate, like, what we should do, and it's just helped us a lot and makes the pitcher throw more pitches so then they get tired quicker.
Before my first year calling your team's baseball, I was asking everybody about, you know, the kind of their future plans, and we were talking about how you wanted to play baseball in college. Heading into your senior year, do you have a plan on what you'd like to do post-high school? I know it's kind of early to talk about.
That's a good question. I don't really. I mean, I kind of have an idea. Like, I kind of want to be, like, an athletic trainer, maybe, just because I love to lift. Actually, like, that's my favorite thing to do besides baseball. And if I have a shot at baseball, then I'll play baseball, but I don't know.
As far as academic athletic goals, anything you want to accomplish here in your final year of high school here at Washington?
Like, for grades?
Grades, athletics, anything.
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping I still have a couple more homers in me, but grade-wise, I don't know. I've been doing pretty good on my grades. I'm not failing any classes, at least.
That's half the battle, as again, Zach Lonberg, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, joins us on the PM Sports page, AMFM, KCII. Zach, really do appreciate your time and want to wish you the best the rest of the baseball season.
Thank you.
And each week, the Athlete of the Week interview is brought to you by Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping in Wapello.